Hello, ladies and gents. Welcome to the Adon Show, where everything is fun, happy, motivational, empowering, and spiritual. The psychology of love, life, romance, empowerment, confidence, and changing the world one soul at a time. Is this place on fire tonight? Yes, it is. Tonight, today, morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you are in the world, welcome to the the Adon Show. Adon Show. The Adon Show. Adon Show. The Adon Show. Adon Show. The Adon Show. All right, let's get at it, everybody. Today we will be talking about confidence, difficult people, and the nature of the human being. Let's start out with confidence. There is this wonderful channel called Charisma on Command that talks about how when somebody is giving you a difficult time, it's good to be able to laugh at yourself. Really, it takes a lot of confidence to be able to laugh at yourself. Now, when the joke goes too far and you say, you know, this isn't just like friendly teasing, then you have to take it into your, to the next level and use the three-way strategy of Dan O'Connor communication training online. It's a great YouTube channel, which is three strategies. Strategy number one, the statement. I don't know what I've done to make you feel like you could talk to me this way. Second, question. Is there anything that I've done to make you feel like you could talk to me this way? Three, the apology. I apologize if there was anything that I did to make you treat me this way. I know you wouldn't treat me this way if it weren't for a reason. If you want to talk about it in private, we could talk about it in private. Because I know you wouldn't do something without a reason. So I apologize. Bam, 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 bam. Pure love, everybody. It's all about love. Charisma. The essence of charisma is a person that doesn't have to get the credit all the time. A person that could compliment other people. A person that could be grateful for what other people do and send the attention to the direction of others. Humbleness, humility. I mean, there's different kinds of charismatic types, as they say on Charisma on Command. You have the empathic type, the energetic type, the funny type, among others. Now, another way to deal with bullies, we were talking about bullies in the last episode, but I wanted to emphasize a little thing more about bullies. I wanted to say that there's a way that you can take the question, like, for example, you answer with a question and a statement. And they have no choice but to answer something that's going to put them deeper in their hole. For example, they could insult you and they could say, oh, nice jeans, 1985, asked for them, or something like that. You know, those lame jokes. Everybody laughs and you say, oh. When you say, you repeat what they said, when you say that you don't like my jeans, are you trying to say that people from the 80s have bad fashion? Everybody goes, whoa. And even if he says yes or no, it's like anything he says is just going to put him deeper into the hole. So that's a good tactic. I really, really am getting passionate about body language. Check out some body language videos and check out to see the body language of leaders. There's this wonderful, gorgeous, phenomenal, talented public speaker, motivator, empowerment coach, and body language expert called Vanessa Van Edwards. I want you guys to check out her YouTube channel. And she talks about it. She talks about body language. She talks about how we use our palms upward to show that we're more passive and that we're not aggressive. An authoritarian body language would definitely be putting the palms down. Kind of like leaders in World War II that we're not going to mention, or a leader. Anyways, body language. Yes, be expressive in your gestures. Be congruent. If you say, we're going up, bring your hand up. If you say, we're coming together, bring both of your hands together. If you're talking about two things, if you want to convince somebody and persuade them, first on one hand, say the thing that you don't want them to choose. And on the other hand, say what you do want them to choose. So, and then you use that little persuasion tactic. Another wonderful persuasion tactic is, can I please have this because I X? So for example, can I please have the charger because my phone is running out of battery? The second that you say because, it initiates a chemical reaction in the person that makes them immediately do it. I don't know why, but the because is absolutely powerful. I learned that on Charisma on Command as well. So, you know, people that get like hustled and teased by their friends, it's okay. Laugh at yourself. Laugh at the joke. Don't take everything so seriously. But when you do it, spread your body language. Be open. Be big. Touch your friends. A good thing that I learned from Charisma on Command is to be a universal toucher. Touch everybody. Not in a way that makes them uncomfortable. You can get indications of interest or IOIs, as I would say. And to know whether people are feeling comfortable with you touching them or not. There's places on the body where it's, you know, okay to touch them. As a shoulder, arm, and elbow. And other than that, at least on a professional level, don't do it. So handshakes. Let's talk about the famous upper hand. We could study many politicians. And you see them, as they come for the handshake, they put their palm downwards and over the other person's palm. And this is what they call the upper hand. Power players use it in business. Honestly, I don't care about the upper hand. I am humble. I don't need to prove myself to anybody. So someone does the upper hand on me, I put my palm up. I said, there you go, get the upper hand. And it happened the other day. A power player from a bank the other day came up to me and he gave me the upper hand. And I just put my hand on his elbow in a very friendly way. And he said, wow, you have a very confident way about you. I was very accepting, very noble, very, very humble. And curiously enough, when I left the party and he shook my hand after I talked a little bit about business with him, he shook my hand equally, vertically. So that's crazy how that changed. Now there's other more aggressive ways of getting the upper hand if you're one of those power frame players on the stock market and Wall Street and you really want to show who's the big gun, who's the big boy in town. You step forward with your left foot, and as you grab his hand, you step to the right and use physics to twist his hand. And his hand will be twisted. And there you go, you got the upper hand. Snapshot, chicka! One thing that I've noticed on videos of politicians when they're receiving presidents of other countries is that the politician will, of the home country, or of the luckier, the smartest, or the savviest politician, will be on the right side showing the back of his palm towards the camera of the photo, which means he has the upper hand. Ergo, why the limousine pulls up, the president is standing there, and from the view of the camera, the other president that's visiting is coming in from the right to shake his hand. And there's other crazy, crazy, like, you know, body language differences in different countries. For example, the V, like a peace sign backwards, means victory in Germany. And the number 5 and somewhere else, or if I don't know if it's Germany. Putting your feet up on a table, showing the bottom of your feet in the Middle East is a sign of disrespect. And I think I'm not mistaken if shaking somebody with one of your hands is disrespectful because you wipe your butt with it. We're not going to talk about that. Forget about it. Moving on. We have the body language and open gestures. Be emphatic in your body gestures. No jazz hands. Hand over chest is respect. Hand over private part. You see this in the soccer games. And you see this how they kind of cover their crotches. That is protecting your man goods. That's a very... It's like a bouncer of a nightclub position. He's kind of protecting himself, kind of guarded. And then you see these military leaders with the guns that they have their hands behind their back, or very wise men that are like wandering museums, always have their hands right behind their back. I mean, and that's cool. That shows that you're not afraid of anything, that you have nothing to hide, that you're exposing your whole frontal part of your body and you're not afraid. That shows some power. Then another thing is when you're talking with your boss, it's good to bring your feet together as if you are in the military to show respect. And you nod when people are talking to you to acknowledge that they're saying, that you're understanding what they're saying. And you repeat back phrases that they're saying. And tilting your head to the side shows engagement. And, you know, there's different body postures that you could use. I think that when you stand with your hands on your waist, it's a very, you know, not aggressive, but it's a very proactive, confident power pose. Used at the right times could be good. Whenever you put your hand in your pockets, always make sure you have your thumbs out. That shows authority. The steeple, like I said in the last episode, which is like bringing your hands together. Trump does it a lot. I'm not alluding to the fact that Trump, I'm just saying, Trump uses the steeple, which is a body language move that gives credibility. Many other people use it. And that's part of charisma, body language. High fives, man. You go for a high five, commit to it. High five your buddies, pat them on the back. Don't waver around, don't do the waving hands. Chris Monkerman taught me that. Just like put your hand around your buddies, handshakes, high fives, the whole shindig. So that is what confidence is all about. Now, I also talked about difficult people, which is what I learned with Dan O'Connor, about the three ways of dealing with bullies and negative comments and difficult people, which is the statement, the question, and the apology, and then taking what they say, repeating what they say, and asking it with a question. Which brings me to my next topic of conversation, which is, wait, before I go to my next topic of conversation, I want to talk about confidence one more time. And I want to say that 4 Rules to Live By, Don Miguel Ruiz wrote this wonderful Toltec wisdom book from the Eagle lineage called The 4 Agreements. Now, he has 4 agreements, and check these out. These are epic. It's one of them is don't take anything personal. The other one is always do your best because you'll never have regrets. The other one is be impeccable with your word about yourself and others. Talk about good about yourself and others. And the other one is do not assume. Have the courage to ask questions. This is part of confidence. Part of confidence is knowing your skills. So many people want to do so many things with their lives, and many people want to be in careers and be in professions where they don't have the innate ability to do it. I'm not saying that if you don't have the innate ability to do it, you can't develop it. I'm just saying if you want to be a star in what you do, acting, singing, dancing, architecture, painting, engineering, doctor, medical field, economics, finance, business, anything that you want to do, if you want to be a star, you have to be born with some sort of innate talent. I mean, Whitney Houston is born with the innate talent of just being a magician. I'm talking about she doesn't have to move. She just has to stand there and sing, I have nothing, nothing, nothing if I don't have you. You know what I mean? Like, she's got it. She's got it. She doesn't have to move, she has the magic. Now that's what I'm saying, guys. The next part I wanted to talk about was the nature of human beings. Now, Buddhism talks about the fact, and the Dalai Lama talks about the fact that he believes that innately humans are good-natured. I believe we are good-natured. And I believe that, you know, we're born as good people, and in essence, we're wonderful, and in essence, we're pure. You can see that from a child when he's a little boy, or when a girl's a little girl, you can see this purity, this nobleness, this innocence, this loyalty. It's so beautiful. And I believe that as we grow older, we go becoming numb and deluded and poisoned by the different parts of society that starts enabling defense mechanisms and traumas and different things that happen. If we are raised in a wonderful environment with parents that gives us wonderful family values and tells us what is right and what is wrong, and we innately also have a good essence and are good people by karma, by our soul, by the level of evolution that our soul is in our karmic journey, I think that we're gonna be good people. Now, Jordan Peterson, which is a clinical psychologist at the University of Toronto, one of my idols, he says that he believes that it is a miracle that we're not at war right now, because innately human beings have a bad nature. And that's another really interesting topic to touch, because as much as I believe that we're good in human nature, we're also animals. We evolved from monkeys. The animal brain is still there. The reptilian brain is still there. Evolutionary psychology talks about it. The second we get mad, we lose our cool, we flip out, logical brain, bye-bye, you go crazy, bam, 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 flip out. Adrenaline pumps, you go crazy. That is fight or flight. That is animal brain kicking in, saying, my life is in danger, I have to either run or I have to fight. And that's what happens. That animal brain is still there. Which brings me to the point of Jordan Peterson. Maybe our essence really, maybe in human nature really is a bestial, animal-like nature. What to do? Either if we have the animal nature, maybe we have both. Maybe we have the animal nature. It's the constant nurture versus nature debate in psychology for thousands of years. And I do believe that what I learned in social psychology at UCLA was that we are social animals and we need other people to be happy. We are definitely a product of our genetics. We inherit things from our genetics. We can be disciplined by our exterior circumstances into the kind of person that we want to be. For example, if I'm born in an artistic household, there's more of a chance that I'll be artistic. And also astrologically, if you're born with specific astrological alignments, there's also a proclivity for you to become artistic. Interesting. But I want to know. I want to know if the fact that we do not have all the answers in life gives us the goal of learning more and more and more. I think that's what's beautiful. The fact that we don't have all the answers, I think the road to meaning is asking questions. There's so many mysteries, there's so many things that we don't know about, but just the journey of wanting to know is a life of meaning to me. I was reading in my Tony Robbins book today, Awaken the Giant Within, that what is the goal after the goal? So many people that retire, he said this, people that retire typically within 3 years, there's a high percentage of people that commit suicide. How can you explain that? It's the lack of goals. It's the lack of meaning. It's what happened in December of 1943, I believe, in Auschwitz with Viktor Frankl. at the concentration camp when he says that everybody thought that on Christmas, most people think Christmas, wow, Christmas is going to be an amazing time for me. It's going to be, and I'm on my podcast. Hello, Dad. It's going to be amazing time. I'm on my podcast. I love you. I'm talking. I love you too. I'm recording. I love you.
Bye.
So, Viktor Frankl, when he was in the concentration camp, he says that all of them, most of them, were waiting for Christmas to come. And they said that by Christmas, the war would be over. And when Christmas came, the war wasn't over. Christmas seems to be a time of hope, a hope of reunion of family. And back to Tony Robbins, I mean, if the death rate increased 2 or 3 years after people retired, it's because they have no more goals. It's because they have no more hope. It's because they've lost meaning. If the people in the, if the prisoners in the Auschwitz concentration camp in Nazi Germany, in that Christmas of 1943, I believe, died after that Christmas and the war wasn't over and they were hoping for it to be over, it's because they had no more meaning. They had no more goals. And that is man's search for meaning. This is the meaning that Jordan Peterson talks about. This is the meaning that Tony Robbins talks about. And this is the meaning that Viktor Frankl talks about. And this is the meaning that Adan Allende on the Adan Show believes in. We believe in meaning, ladies and gentlemen. Let's find meaning. Meaning number one. Who wants some meaning? Because I want some meaning right now. All right, guys. So we talked about confidence, difficult people, and the nature of human beings. And to top off meaning, I wanted to end it on this wonderful note, which is, if you find the meaning, if you have a goal after your goal, think of all the goals you want to accomplish. Grammy, Oscar, Nobel Peace Prize. Think about when you retire. What are you going to have goals for? What are your goals going to be when you achieve your goals? And you know what they're going to be? You know what goal you need to have that'll give you meaning? Giving. Giving to the world, everybody. Giving is the answer. Giving is my life. Giving is what I've learned. And giving is what brings us eternal fulfillment and meaning and purpose in life. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning into the Adan Show once again. I love you. We're at 27K on Instagram, and I believe we're almost at 27K on Facebook, so I love you all. Thank you for tuning into the Adan Show. It's been wonderful to begin this journey of spirituality, psychology, and motivation and empowerment through the medium of lovely podcasts. Check me out on Spotify and all the other platforms. I love you all. Mwah. Kiss to all my Adonatics. I love you, all my people out in New York, in Houston, in Miami, in Peru, in Venezuela, in Argentina, in Los Angeles, in Mexico, and all you others, you know who you are. God bless you. Have a lovely day, evening, morning, and I'll see you soon on the next Ba-dum, bum, 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 the Adan Show, Adan Show. Ba-dum, bum, 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 the Adan Show, Adan Show. Ba-dum, bum, 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 the Adan Show, Adan Show. Ba-dum, bum, 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 the Adan Show. Thank you, everybody. Stay classy. Bye-bye.